Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for tuning into the program today and every week. And my website is TorahLifeMinistries.org. And Torah is the first five books of your Bible, starting in Genesis. And what that actually is the instructions and the will of our wonderful Creator, Yahweh. And many people get misguided because they hear the word law and they think we're not under the law. Torah does not mean law, and Torah is not a Jewish word. Torah is a biblical word, and it means the guidelines and instructions of our Creator that every single believer in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is responsible to desire to keep. And when your average Christian church says you are no longer under the law, Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, was talking about a man-made law that the Pharisees was trying to implement a system of Judaism that Yeshua came to rebuke and said, no, we are to follow the Creator's guidelines and instructions and not man-made guidelines and instructions. But today, the church, in a misunderstanding and deceptive way, teaches that that same law of man that Yeshua was coming to rebuke is the laws of our Creator that are found in the Scriptures, often referred to as Moses' law. Folks, Moses didn't make any laws. Moses was a messenger of our wonderful Creator, Yahweh, and he just repeated and gave the instructions of our Creator. And then when Yeshua came, he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Listen, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is Yahweh. Yeshua is God. And the instructions and guidelines of his are the ones that Moses was giving the people. There's no such thing as an old covenant and a new covenant. There's one covenant, and that is the original and the renewed. And you need to rip that page out in your Bible that separates the old from the new to get an understanding of that. The guidelines and instructions, the Torah, the law of our Creator, is so important that he wanted us to take it off paper and want it to be on our heart. And we need to be in the process of making that transformation and not doing away with it, but restoring it and making it so important to our lives where we know it. And yes, it is our schoolmaster, but you learn from a schoolmaster. And it says in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So we need to get the knowledge and understand what he wants us to do and how he wants us to live. So I'm dedicated to reading the Scriptures on a regular basis and getting on a daily basis on my local website and the other media forms of the live internet today to share with people live readings on a daily basis and encourage you to read the Word so you're not being destroyed for lack of knowledge. So you understand what he's talking about and what he wants us to do as believers in Yeshua. So what we're going to do is we're going to be getting on every single day. And on today's show, I'm going to be reading for you a part so you can hear, read, see, and understand what we're doing. I am going to be reading Psalms 5, and I'm dedicated to getting on every single day and reading a particular psalm or some part of the Bible so you get to hear it, because I believe we need to hear the Bible every day and encourage each other to read the Bible every day. And as believers, there's six things we need to be doing on a regular basis. That's pray, proclaim, praise, read, and repent, and submit. We need to submit to our Creator on a regular basis and follow his words and his guidelines and instructions. And we've been reading the Psalms to encourage you to do it, and hopefully you'll continue to do it after we get off the call today. But today we're going to read Psalms 5, and I'm going to comment on it. So if you want to get your Bibles out and read, that's fine. It basically says here, Psalms 5, to the chief musician for flutes, a psalm of David. And it says, give ear to my words, O Yahweh. Consider my meditation. So he's asking and pleading for Yah's ear, that Yahweh would hear him. And Scripture says it over and over again. When Yahweh is upset with somebody, when our Creator is mad at somebody, he shuts his ear to their prayers. He doesn't listen to them. He doesn't hear them. And here's David saying and asking for his ear, for please hear my prayers, Yah. Please reply to them. Give ear to my words and consider it. Just consider what I'm saying. And David, a man of Yah's own heart, knew Yahweh and knew this. And after being a man, a ruler, and so on, people coming to him with this same plea, most likely. Oh, King David, just hear us. Just hear our plea and consider it. And hear David humbling himself and going to his authority and giving the same prayer. And in verse 2, attend to the voice of my cry, my King and my Elohim, for I will pray to you. So attending to the voice of his cry. So David cried out on a regular basis to our Creator. He didn't just say a prayer or say something in passing. He cried out on a regular basis. When you cry, all your emotions are in it because you know the significance of what you're doing and the importance of it. And that's what David did. So we can't skip over these words when we hear these things. So in the previous verse, when it says, oh, Yahweh, consider my meditation. And Psalms 1 said, blessed is the man that meditates on the word day and night. And now David's saying, you know, hear his cry. The voice, his cry is going out. And he's calling Yahweh, addressing him by his King, his Elohim, for I will pray to you. I'm not going to pray to anyone but you. I'm not going to pray to any of the other gods of this world. I'm just going to pray to you. And this is so important for us to remember today. Verse 3, you will hear my voice in the morning, O Yahweh. I will set myself for you in the morning, and I will look up. David's full focus was on our Creator. It wasn't distracted by anyone else. And yes, we know he had his issues. We know he sinned and he had his issues. But we also know he had a heart of Yahweh. And the first thing he did early in the morning was to seek our Creator. And that's what our Creator does. Before anything else, what do you prioritize? The last thing you read before going to sleep and the first thing you read in the morning, that's what you remember. And who are you going to talk to? Praying the first thing early in the morning. That is it. And not getting distracted. And letting him direct your paths. We see that. That's why David was able to go down to sleep when people and his own son were coming against him and trying to kill him. But he was still able to get sleep because he knew whose shield was. He knew who was protecting him. He knew that Yah was listening to his prayers. Verse 4, for you are not an Elohim enjoying wickedness, nor shall evil live with you. This is so important. Our Creator not only doesn't enjoy wickedness, he hates it. He hates wickedness. And he hates people that make a practice of living a wicked life, as it says in the scriptures. And so many people say, well, our Creator is all about love and it's love, love, love. No, it says he hates people that continue to live in sin. He takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. His greatest desire is for them to change so they can have life, because wicked people will die. As it says here, nor shall evil live with you. Evil and evil people and wickedness and sinners shall not live with our Creator. There's no room in the congregation of righteousness or the congregations of the righteous ones for the wicked people, as it says in the scriptures. So we have this choice. And it says, verse 5, the boasters shall not set themselves before your eyes. You hate all workers of iniquity. It's right there, folks. It's right there. In Psalms 1, we saw it said, Psalms 1, 5, it said, an account of the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh knows the righteous and the way of the righteous, and the way of the wicked shall perish. And then we skip over here to Psalms 5 that we're reading, Psalms 5, 4, that says, evil shall not live with you. He does not enjoy the wicked. In verse 5, the boasters shall not set themselves before your eyes. You hate all workers of iniquity. So for those of you out there that say our Creator can't hate and doesn't hate, and this false idea of, oh, hate the sin and not the sinner. No, it says he hates all workers of iniquity. It says it right there in the scripture. Verse 6 says, you shall destroy those speaking lies. It says in the scriptures, in Jeremiah 11, it says that our Creator Yahweh will bring evil upon the people that are sinning, the people that will not accept his call and choose his path. He will bring evil upon them. And here again it says in Psalm 5:6, you shall destroy all those speaking lies. Yahweh will despise the men of blood and deceit. So he not only will he cut his ear off from them and not listen to them, but he's going to bring evil upon them and destroy them. Evil and destroy. He hates workers of iniquity. They will not stand in front of him. His eye will not see them. His ear will not hear them. He will bring evil upon him and destroy them. And you still want to live against his word? You still want to go living saying you're not under his guidelines and instructions? You want to do it your way when his way promises a future and a hope? You have this choice. And it says in the scriptures, many are called, but few are chosen. And what it really is many are called, but few choose. We have a choice. And in the scripture it says, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. And the people back then answered not a word. How are you going to answer to this call? What are you going to do? It's time you got right with our Creator if you want him to be right with you. It says in verse 7, but I, in a plenty of your grace, I will come into your house. I will worship your fear toward your holy sanctuary, O Yahweh. King David understood submission. King David understood humbleness. King David understood repentance, because where he came from, because his life and what he went through. And yes, he made serious mistakes. He made serious mistakes, but he had repentance on his heart. He humbled himself to admit he was wrong. And he knew with confidence the grace of Yah that will come upon him, and that he will be in the house dwelling with Yah. He knew that because he didn't have the wicked heart of the previous kings and the future kings that were worshiping other gods and did not take full confidence to know who Yahweh was. And then he cries out. He cries this out. Lead me in your righteousness, because my enemies, make straight your ways before me. He cried that out, folks. He didn't just ask it. He didn't just say it calmly. He cried out to our Creator, lead me in your righteousness. To lead, that he would submit to his ways, our Creator's ways. If you want to be led by our Creator, you must submit to his will for you. And his will for you is his guidelines and instructions that the average church out there says you are no longer under. Oh, you're no under that law. You don't have to follow that anymore, because now there's grace and everything was nailed to the cross. So now we can live as sinners. No, that's not what he's saying. Our Creator wants us to cry out to him. So his righteousness, his ways, what's right in his eyes will lead our path, not the enemies amongst us. That his ways would be straight for us and lead right, that narrow path leading right to that narrow gate that he will open up for us. And that narrow gate is Yeshua. And that narrow path is Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And then referring to the enemies in Psalms 5, verse 9, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth, their inward part of engulfing ruin. Their throat and their eye and verse 9, for there's no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is engulfed in ruin. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. You understand what evilness is according to our Creator? It's not just murder and these things that we look at as bad in today's world. It's lying. It's deceitfulness. It's hypocrisy. These things are people are doing it to themselves. The weapons of mass destruction aren't the bombs out there. It's somebody's tongue when they start saying things that are not of Scripture, that are not of Yahweh. When they start thinking with their own heart and they don't think about Yah's heart and what he wants for us. There's a scripture that says there's a way before each man that seems right, but ends in death. That's what it says. There's a way before each man that seems right, but ends in death. And we have that choice of the way and the path that we decide to choose. And you talk about faithfulness and blind faith that we are required to have as believers, knowing and trusting that our Creator knows more than we do, that he's smarter than we are, and it's not our ways, it's his ways, and let him directing our paths. That's how we have to be, to cry out to him, and plead with him that his righteousness would lead us, and to be grateful and not take it for granted that when Yeshua died for us and set us free, he left us with a book of instructions called the Bible. Not that we would put it in one way and we walk the other way. No, that we would walk with these instructions in our hand and hold on to them like the most valuable thing you've ever seen. Because this is the book that's going to help us with the yoke of Yeshua. And why is this yoke so easy? Because we have the instructions and guidelines and how to accomplish them. Repentance, accepting Yeshua, and obeying the words of our Creator. It's not difficult. But when you start listening to man and getting confused by man, and you start fearing man more than you fear our creator, then we run into this problem. Verse 10 says, O Elohim, hold them guilty. Let them fall from their own counsels. Drive them away in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. Rebellion against our creator. Here's King David pleading to Yahweh that the righteous would be led and the unrighteous would be left to their own rebellion and their own path that they choose. And he goes on to say in verse 11, but let all who put their trust in you rejoice. Let them shout for joy forever because you cover them. And let those who love your name be joyful in you. See, this is something that a lot of the church doesn't teach, because it says right here, let all who put their trust in you rejoice. Now, if you're putting your trust in our creator, guess what? You are letting him lead your path. You are saying you're going to follow his plan. And his plan is Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our creator. His plan isn't the church's way that says we're going to partake in the Hallmark holidays and not the true biblical holy feast days. So you have this choice, and the Bible's good versus evil, life versus death, and blessings versus curses. And this is what you have in them. And who are you putting your faith and your trust in? Let them shout for joy forever because you cover them. You cover them. That's what we're looking for. Our covering. Who is our covering? And the scriptures are clear who we're supposed to submit to and the authority we're supposed to be under. And rejoice knowing that, as it says in 1 Chronicles 16:23, sing to Yahweh all the people, proclaim the good news from day to day of his salvation, of Yeshua. That is the one we put under ourselves under. He is our covering, and he is the one that we rejoice knowing, because he is the way to the Father, and he is the only way to salvation. Hallelujah. And we take joy in the name of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. We don't just refer to him as a title or one of the gods of this world. He is the one and only Yahweh, and those that love your name will be joyful in you. And that's what we need, joy. Not happiness from the outside based on something that happens, but joy from the inside that's going to help us. That's what we need. Verse 12 says, for you, O Yahweh, will bless the righteous. You will surround him with favor as with a shield. That's it right there. You could take Psalms 5:12 and right there, take that and put it on your bathroom mirror in the morning, put it on your refrigerator, and put it everywhere you go. For you, O Yahweh, will bless the righteous. You will surround him with favor as with a shield. He's protecting you no matter where you are, no matter under any circumstance. As long as you're trusting him, putting yourself under him, you will be fine. He will protect you, put a shield around you. Now let's look at the opposite of that for a second. The opposite of Psalms 5:12, which says, Psalms 5:12, for you, O Yahweh, will bless the righteous. Well, if he's going to bless the righteous, he is going to curse the unrighteous. He's going to curse the wickedness and the sinners. That's what the scripture says, and that's what he promises us. He will not listen to them. He will not, help them, and he will not, even reply to them, and he will put evil upon them and destroy them, and they will not stand with him. That is the opposite. He will surround the righteous ones with favor. That means the unrighteous one will not have Yah's favor. And the shield, the of protection that he gives us, is what can cause us to lie down at night and sleep with peace and shalom. That's what we need, knowing that we're trusting in him and we're putting our ways aside and not leaning on our own understanding and leaning on his understanding. That's the way it needs to be done. You see, most of the Christian church and other man-made religions out there, they're saying, no, that's not what it needs to be. They're not only telling us that we don't have to do anything based on our own mind, but they're telling us we don't even have to follow the instructions of our creator. There's nothing that has to be done. Everything was already done, and Yeshua came and died for us so we could live however we want and do whatever we want, and they pretty much open up their window and throw out their Bible, saying it doesn't matter. These instructions don't matter anymore. The words that he gave us, they mean nothing to us. We don't have to follow them. We don't have to use them. We don't have to do anything with them, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. These are everything to us. These are the words that that was left with us when we were set free. So we were on the right path. So we knew what the right path was, and we would not be deceived by the enemy, who cannot harm us physically. Only mentally he's going to destroy us when we don't listen and follow Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. That's the only way we're going to be deceived, is by having a lack of knowledge of his word. If we have the knowledge of his word, we will be fine. All will be well with you if we listen, hear, and obey our creator and not man's ways. And that's the problem. People have no problem following the laws of man or their local civil government, because they fear them more than they fear getting a ticket, more than they fear getting rebuked by Yahweh. And that shows where somebody's heart truly is. And we have to make this choice before time runs out. Remember, there's a way before each person that seems right and ends in death. What are you going to choose? What's your choice going to be? Make the righteous choice, folks, and read the Psalms and understand, read the Bible, and get in your word every day. Remember, pray, proclaim, praise, read and repent and submit. So we need to pray. We need to talk to our creator often. I'd say the biggest deficiency of believers today, besides lack of faith, is lack of prayer. They're not speaking to him often enough. They're not giving him the time that he requires. They're never speaking to him. They're not hearing from him, and he's not hearing them because of the way they're acting. We need to pray. Then we need to proclaim. We need to worship. We need to take joy and know that, and praise, and proclaiming his name with our prayers and our praise, and letting people know and letting the world know who he is and what he did for us and what he did for them. And we have to read his word, so we never forget that. Reading the Bible just once is like not reading at all. You have to read it consistently, because every time you read it, your eyes are going to be opened up to something new. So we need to read it on a regular basis. And then we need to, you know, it all starts with repentance, which the church made today a curse word out of the word repentance. It all starts with repentance. And we see here in Psalms 5, the repentant heart of King David, of just knowing he wasn't perfect, knowing he made mistakes, but knowing that Yahweh's way is most important, and asks that his way of righteousness be laid across in front of David in a straight path, that David would not stumble and he would stay on that path. And he did. Hallelujah. So that's what he's asking. So we need to, and then we need to submit. We need to realize that submission is not just about a wife versus a husband. Submissive is a biblical principle of higher authority, and we are all to put ourselves to submit under the order of our creator. And when we do that, we will be fine, because we're following his word. We don't get ahead of him. That's it. We need to yield to authority, and that's what scripture talks about. So we need to pray, proclaim, praise, read and repent, and submit on a daily basis if we want to get the blessings of our wonderful creator. And remember verse 8 and verse 12 of Psalms 5. Lead me in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your path before me. And then going down to verse 12. For you, O Yahweh, will bless the righteous. You will surround him with favor as with a shield. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As with a shield. What are you waiting for, folks? If you're going to listen to your local Christian Sunday church about their message about a false gospel, that nothing needs to be done anymore, that the law was nailed to the cross, they don't even know what the law is. Most Christians don't even know what the Ten Commandments are, let alone all the other commandments they should be reading as well. So we need to educate, because as it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and we cannot let that happen. We need to let people know the knowledge. So when I go out there and I street evangelize, I let people know what sin is. And then those that get upset are the ones that are guilty, because they know those are the sins they are committing. And now you have a choice. Are you going to humble yourself and admit that, well, I'm a sinner because I'm committing these sins on a regular basis, and my knowledge was just not there because I haven't been reading my scriptures, so I've been deceived by the enemy to think this was okay. But now my eyes are opened and I see the truth, and I am going to change. I desire to change so my eyes can be opened more, and so Yahweh's ear can be hearing my prayers. So wherever you're listening and wherever this message is going out to, you need to take this seriously and not just think, oh, well, you know, this is nothing serious. Folks, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm reading the Psalm. I'm reading Psalms 5 to you, and I'm telling you what King David, a man of Yahweh's heart, had to say with this. And how he said it and why he said it. And all of those that you that put your trust in Yahweh, rejoice. rejoice knowing that he will cover you and he will be a shield for you. A shield for you. That is the most reassuring thing. It's not about health insurance. It's not about life insurance. It's about the insurance that our Creator will put a shield around you and protect you amongst things that are going on in this world that we don't want anything to do without our Creator. We don't want to go into battle without him, folks. But he gives us this great weapon, this sword, and to use it and to show and to protect ourselves. And he creates a shield around us. And it's no wonder why we could take joy knowing him about his future and his hope for us. You know, because the future and a hope, you know, is he's given us a shield. He's laying out a righteous path in front of us. He's telling us to take it. And all he asks for us is just to submit to him and humble ourselves. But it goes so far against the way most people are in today's world. And this is why so many people run into problems in this area. And between the deception and the lack of separating themselves from their flesh and what they want and putting themselves under a higher authority, a higher power, and realizing the what it means to submit to our Creator and to following in the walk of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, being the most submissive person in all Scripture, who gave up his life for the salvation of others. You know, the most unselfish act that can ever happen. And then we look at today's world and the way people are, and we look at the blessings and curses that are promised to those in Scripture based on our actions. And I'm telling you, Yahweh loves those who love him, and he hates people who love sin. That's it. That's it right there. No, he shows his mercy and his grace to people who sin, so they would repent and overcome it. But those that continue to do it on a regular basis, the Scriptures say clearly, it says, you hate all workers of iniquity, as we just read. So you have that choice. You have that choice and make the right choice. And I pray you make the righteous choice. Hallelujah. So thank you for listening. And you can see more of my videos and more information on the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can contact me through the website as well. And every Friday night at 10 p.m., on the website and also on the YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries, we have live fellowship from 10 p.m. Eastern time to midnight Eastern time every Friday night. So you can join us on there as well. So thank you for listening today. Have a great day and shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening to today's message. And if you'd like to fellowship with us, we meet 3 p.m. every Saturday. That's the Sabbath. 3 p.m. every Saturday in Lake Worth, Florida. You can contact me at 561-283-1707 for directions. Thank you very much. We're going to be studying the Scriptures and the way our Creator wants us to follow and the walk that he wants us to lead. Thank you and shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
From depth of sea to mountain peak, we see your glory. From here on earth to galaxies, we see your glory.
There's no one like you, no one stands beside you, no rival.